One thing about the conservation movement is that people have a propensity to see a problem and then say, well, I need to go create a group to address that problem, whether it's a pipeline or lack of plastic recycling or the lack of pollinators. The first things a lot of people want to do is they want to go out and they want to create a group to address their problem. So conservation groups tend to proliferate. And I have had a long-term goal of seeing fewer conservation groups and stronger conservation. And we started looking at what conservation organizations we could consolidate at the time.
After 2 years, we pulled it off, and you were right there with every step. And so far, so good, right? I mean, we're Alliance for the Shenandoah Valley is 3 years old now.
And I'll also say that I'm very optimistic about our ability to address this issue. Some people have a very gloom and doom view of, oh my God, what are we going to do? If the temperature changes 1 degree, we're all doomed. We, as a race, have had many, many, many problems thrown at us. And we have many, many, many smart people to address them. And I think that we will be able to address climate change just as we have the other issues we have faced.
I think that our region, the Shenandoah Valley, it makes our work even more urgent and impactful.
When we started this, I was like the young person in the room. Now I'm the old man in the room, but Kate came along 10 years later and she was the baby in the room. But there are, fortunately, a lot of young people who are wishing to work in the field of conservation. For a while, it looked like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do when we all die off? But we have lots of young people who are interested in conservation. And I think that's one reason for us all to focus on resiliency and countering global warming, is because these young people, they look at their future. And unless we can address the issues of climate change, their future is not bright. But if we can address those issues, their future is great.
I totally agree. And I think you're such a great mentor for your talented young staffers at the Valley Conservation Council. But I've admired how you always seem to have time for people who are coming up and learning. It's definitely working. Like, it's passing on all this knowledge and experience that you've gained over 30 years.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of really important and rewarding work to do. We were chatting the other day, and I told you about a property that has been brought to VCC that's right on the West Virginia line in Highland County. It's half in each state. And it's a property that belongs to the Virginia Ornithological Society. And they asked us if we would accept a conservation easement on this 40-acre property in the middle of nowhere because it has nesting sites of the golden-winged warbler. So there's always something like that. We had the opportunity to take an easement on a 900 and almost 1,000-acre property in Page County near Luray in Virginia that eventually be added to Shenandoah National Park. That's really fun. When I drive around the Shenandoah Valley, I get to go past places that, 30 years ago or 10 years ago, I helped protect. So that's the sort of thing that gets me motivated is, wow, I mean, we get to do all this cool stuff and we're doing it for permanency and for good. We're doing good work.
I'll tell you what's been getting me up in the morning lately.
What's that?
Prospect of a future Shenandoah rail trail.
Oh, it is so fun
to work on this rail trail project from Front Royal, Virginia, 49 miles to Broadway, Virginia. So we've got a few years to pull this off, but it's an awesome opportunity. And when you talk to people about it, they get so excited for what it would bring to the historic towns along the abandoned rail corridor. It feels great to work on this project.
It's great to be for something, right?
It feels really good to be trying. Instead of fighting something bad and scary, it feels really good to be working hard to achieve something that's positive all around.
Well, are we going to keep doing this? Keep protecting the iconic landscapes of the Shenandoah Valley?
If you are, I will.
I'm going nowhere, and I've got lots of time on my hands.
Well, John, it's a joy and a pleasure.
Yes.
So have the opportunity to work with you on this stuff. It truly is.
The same is to you.